listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Continuing this week's series on walking by the Spirit, Jeff Fish shares how daily dependence on the Holy Spirit is essential for living a fruitful, victorious life. Our key verse for today is John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we explored what it means to walk by the Spirit, focusing on aligning ourselves with the Holy Spirit's guidance in every aspect of our lives. Today, we're diving into the essential truth that walking by the Spirit requires daily dependence on the Holy Spirit. Our key verse today, John chapter 15, verse 5, is a reminder that Jesus himself emphasized, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Walking by the Spirit is not about striving in your own strength. It's about staying connected to God and depending on him every single day. So let's explore how remaining in the vine, Jesus, through the Spirit, leads to a fruitful and Spirit-led life. So what does it mean to remain in the vine? Well, Jesus uses the metaphor of a vine and its branches to describe the relationship between himself and his followers. The branches, us, rely entirely on the vine, Jesus, for life and sustenance. Without this connection, the branches wither and cannot produce fruit. Similarly, when we remain in Jesus through the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to bear spiritual fruit. In John chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus says, "Remain in me and I in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but must remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me." This command to remain is not passive. It's an active daily commitment to depend on God's strength rather than our own. Now, one of the greatest barriers to walking by the Spirit is our tendency toward self-sufficiency. It's tempting to rely on our own wisdom, abilities, and resources to navigate life's challenges. But Jesus is clear. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This doesn't mean we're incapable of doing anything on our own. It means that anything of lasting spiritual value requires God's power. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul declares, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." True strength, endurance, and fruitfulness come only from dependence on God. So now reflect on times when you've relied on your own strength versus times when you've depended on the Spirit. What was the difference in the outcome to both situations? Let's take a moment to explore how to cultivate daily dependence on the Spirit. Cultivating daily dependence on the Holy Spirit involves intentional practices that keep us connected to God. So let's explore four key ways to remain in the vine. Number one is to start your day with surrender. Begin each day by acknowledging your dependence on God. Psalm chapter 143, verse 8 says, "Let me hear your faithfulness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul." Starting the day in prayer and surrender sets the tone for walking by the Spirit. Number two is stay in God's Word. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through Scripture, guiding and shaping our hearts. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 reminds us that all Scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, and for correction, and also for training in righteousness. Spending time in the Word daily allows the Spirit to renew our minds and align our desires with God's will. Number three is practice ongoing prayer. Walking by the Spirit isn't limited to morning devotions. It's a moment-by-moment conversation with God throughout the day. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul exhorts us to pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean we're constantly reciting prayers, but that we maintain a posture of openness and communication with the Spirit. I'll tell you right now that this is something that has radically changed my life. To just talk to God on a moment's notice, like He's sitting there right with me, has been so beneficial in my life. Now, number 4 is rely on God's strength in challenges. When you face difficulties, pause and ask the Holy Spirit for help. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, He gives strength to the weary, and to the one who lacks might, He increases power. Dependence on the Spirit means inviting Him into every situation, trusting that His power is sufficient. And that brings us to the fruit of daily dependence. When we live in daily dependence on the Holy Spirit, the result is a life marked by spiritual fruit. As Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, remaining in Him leads to fruitfulness. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23 describes this fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This fruit isn't the result of human effort. It's the natural outcome of staying connected to the vine. As the Spirit works in us, our character begins to reflect God's nature, and our lives bear witness to His transforming power. So take a moment to evaluate the fruit in your life. Are you seeing love, joy, and peace growing in your heart? And where do you feel that you need to lean more fully on the Spirit to produce that fruit? Let's shift to a little example about Paul the Apostle. The Apostle Paul's life is a powerful example of daily dependence on the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul shares God's response to his struggles. And he has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness." Paul understood that his own strength was insufficient, but God's strength was more than enough. Paul's reliance on the Spirit allowed him to endure hardships, preach the gospel boldly, and live a life of faithfulness to God's mission. His dependence on the Spirit wasn't occasional. It was the foundation of his daily walk. Daily dependence on the Holy Spirit is essential for walking by the Spirit. Like a branch that remains connected to the vine, we must stay rooted in Christ, relying on Him for strength, wisdom, and fruitfulness. Through practices like prayer, scripture, and surrender, we cultivate this dependence and experience the abundant life that Jesus promised. Take some time today to evaluate where you're relying on your own strength and where you need to reconnect with the Holy Spirit. Trust that as you remain in the vine, God will work in and through you, producing fruit that glorifies Him. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.